Father, thank you for this evening. We give you praise for your word. We thank you because we are enriched. Thank you because we are enlightened. Thank you because our minds are renewed. Thank you because we're strengthened by reason of your word and by the impartation of your spirit. We thank you for this evening and all that you are achieving in our midst today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please say with me, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I have illumination, I have revelation, I have understanding. The word of God is clear to me now. Amen. All right, help me welcome somebody. Good evening. Praise God. Amen. Please be seated. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made. God's word is the raw material for creation. So if I want to create anything, as long as I have the word, I will create it. You need to get this, please. Whatever I need to create, once I have the word, I will create it. What did God use in creating this world? What is God expecting you to create your own world? All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Mark chapter 4. Mark 4 is very important, very interesting. And I believe that by the time we look into Mark 4, it will bless us. Mark 4 from verse 2 of Mark 4. Already? Please don't forget, underline in your Bible some of these things we're reading. So I could go home. For instance, I said God's raw material for creation is what? You can actually scribble that somewhere inside your Bible. There should be space. Where? You know, you're privileged with the fact that John chapter 1 is the beginning of John. And then they don't start typing John chapter 1 from the very beginning of the page. There's still space. So you can actually write what you want to write on top there and then draw a line from what you write and pull it to verse 3. Who is getting something there? God's material is God's word is God's material for creation. You write it, you now pull a line from the statement and pull it to verse 3. So when next you see the statement, you remind yourself that that is verse 3. You could also write there that God created this world with words. He expects me to create my world. You could do all that in your Bible. Or you write it in your jotter so that when next, and you write in your jotter, you write John 1, 3. So when next you read your jotter and you see John 1, 3, it will remind you of how many things we said from the same John 1, 3. And he taught them many things by parable and said unto them in his doctrine, listen, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to do what? Sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had not depth of earth. And when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew and choked it and yielded no fruit. Others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. And he said unto them, he that has what? Ears. Let him hear. Verse 10. When he was alone,
they that were about him with the 12 asked him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are outside, without, all things are done in parables, that seeing they may see, and what? Perceive not. Hearing they may hear, and what? Understand not, lest at any time they should what? Be converted, and their sins should be what? Forgiven. Now, Mark puts it this way, but Matthew puts it, you know, read 11 and 12 again, please. 11 and 12, read. And he said to them, unto you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are outside, all things are done in parables. Watch verse 12. Hold on, slow down. Watch verse 12. That what? Seeing they may see and not perceive. Hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be what? Converted, and their sins should be what? That means if anybody wants to be converted, and if he wants his sins to be fulfilled, there are two things he needs to do. See. Right? That means, like we looked at last week, in all you're getting, you get, because it's not enough to say, I heard the word. Once I perceive, once I catch what is being communicated to me. And that's why when you're in a church service, don't only listen to what is said. When words are spoken, the words that are spoken, they are spirit and they are life. Words are being spoken, spirits are being communicated. Do you know that the message could be ending and I'm talking a lot about acting on God's word, acting on God's word. And while someone is there listening to what I'm saying, much more than what I say, there's an impartation in the person's heart by the things I'm saying, that the person goes out of here and does something everybody thinks is crazy and gets a result. And the person now says, as pastor was speaking, I just felt, I can do it. It wasn't just the words. There was an impartation. So that's why we get to encourage people that when you're in a service, don't listen loosely. Don't listen carelessly and try not to be easily distracted. Let's look at Matthew 13 verse 15. Matthew 13, 15. I want you to see Matthew say the same thing that Mark said, and we look at the way Matthew said it. For these people's heart is what? Is waxed gross, and their ears are what? Dull of hearing, and their eyes, they have what? Watch this now. This one is even telling us that they shut their ears, shut their eyes by themselves. It said, less what? If you have your Bibles, underline at any time. Oh my God. Tap someone beside you and tell a person at any time. At any time. There are certain things that are in the hands of God to happen. There are certain things that you are the one that can set the time for it to happen. And the timing is according to what we're looking at tonight. Time there is not Monday, it's not Friday, it's not 2017 or 2015 or 20. That's not time. Time here is having fulfilled the process in this place. Let's look at it again. For these people's heart is what? Waxed gross, and their ears are what? Dull of hearing, and their eyes, they have what? So they shut their eyes, shut their ears, shut their heart. Follow this process, please. Less at what? Any time. Watch this now. They should what? See with their eyes, and what? Hear with their ears, and what? Understand with their heart, and be what? Converted, then what will happen to them? Any believer looking for healing, go through this process. Go through this process. Think on what I just said. Write down in your Bibles. Digest a little bit. I'll get back to you. Read it like 5 times. Read, just look at it. Underline what you can underline. Look at it. Underline something. You have to catch this, please. Are we ready? Matches in your Bible, is it? This is a key. Guys, follow this. For these people's heart is what? Waxed gross, and their ears are what? Dull of hearing, and their eyes are what? So I need healing. I've heard messages on healing. People have talked about healing. I didn't understand it. Would I enjoy healing? No. But at any time that my eye begins to see it, that my ear begins to hear it, that my heart catches it, I'll get it. Anytime. Say anytime. You'll catch this thing. Anytime. 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 The work is in the process. Let me give you this human example and then we'll go to this. Assuming I tell you that if you plant something this morning, it takes 6 months for it to germinate. You plant it today, it takes 6 months to germinate. So I give you the seed. I say, take the seed, put it in your pocket. This seed takes how long? 6 months to what? Germinate. And then you put the seed in your pocket. What's going to happen? And then I come for prayer meeting. What will happen? And then give me the seed and I lay hands upon it. I'm speaking tongues after 6 hours. What's going to happen? It will start growing. Yeah? What does a seed need to do? It needs to get planted where it should be planted, right or wrong. Now, at any time you decide to plant it, your 6 months starts counting. Who got that? So if I hold the seed for 5 years, what happens for 5 years? Nothing. If I hold the seed for 10 years, what happens for 10 years? If I hold the seed for 3 weeks, what happens for 3 weeks? But at any time, when I decide it is time, I'm going to plant. From that planting, all I need to count is 6 months. All I need to count is 6 months. Now, like I said, timing here is now not calendar time. Time is when the process is due. Someone else might catch this revelation after 3 hours of meditation. Someone else, the time is after 6 hours of meditation. Someone else after 10 weeks of meditation. But at the time you see, time you hear, time you understand, something's going to happen to you. Let's look at it again so you get this thing. For these people's heart is what? Wax gross. And their ears are what? Dull of hearing. And their eyes, they have what? Close less at what? Anytime. What will happen? All right. Now, they shut their eyes and all of that. So it's stopping them from this. If not, at whatever time or anyhow, they see with their eyes. What's the next one? Help me, somebody. What's the next one? Hear with your ears. What's the next one? Then what happens to them? I'm going to explain the word convert for you New Testament people. You're going to get this. Take note of those three agents again. See with what? Hear with what? Understand with what? Then what happens to them? Convert. And then what happens after that? So that means we have the eye, we have the ear, we have the heart, after which they produce a conversion. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1 of Romans 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans 12, 1. Please don't forget your writing materials so that you can write, so I can jot down. If you have your phones, use your phones. These things help our destinies. Romans 12 from verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you do what? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is what? That's not where we're going. So just slide through to verse 2. And be not conformed to what? The world, but be ye, say converted. Be ye transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect. Listen, you cannot transform your mind if you do not expose your mind to the word. Who is getting this? If I believe it is normal to be sick, everybody falls sick in my house. In fact, our family doctor knows that if you don't come in a month, we might be dead. We are always sick. You understand that? It's just normal for us to be sick. Or it's just normal that things go bad. I mean, life can always not always just be good and good and good. God is not that evil. Everything cannot be good. Hope you heard what I just said. God cannot be evil. Everything cannot be good. In life, you must win some, lose some. It must be good today and bad. That is the balance of the ecosystem. Everything, if everything is good for you, then why should something be bad? No, God is not evil. Everything must be bad for everybody. And then you say all that, and someone begins to introduce to you the word. Present to you verses like, I pray above all things, 3 John verse 2, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. He says, so it's the will of God for me to prosper? Yes. He now shows you from the Psalms. Let them shout for joy that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. He say, really? Yes. So God wants to prosper? Yes. You show him Galatians, where the Bible says that they that are of faith, they are blessed together with faithful Abraham and Christ, you know, hang on the cross so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us. And if we are in Christ and we are seeds of Abraham, heirs to the promise, you are like, I mean, then by time your eyes and your ears are exposed to the word is finding entrance to your heart. When the word starts gaining entrance to your heart, something is happening to your mind. It's called what? Renewal. That renewal is your transformation. The more you expose the word to your mind, we call it a renewal of mind. A renewal of mind. A renewal. So my mind is adjusting from I can always be sick to I don't have to be sick. Anybody understanding this? Now look at what it says here. And be not what? Help me. What does it say? Be not conform. What does it mean to conform? Blend. Do not blend with the world's thinking. Do not blend with the world's ideology. And when we say thinking and ideology, people just think it's dressing alone. No. You know, don't dress like the world. The world is becoming churchy. The church is becoming worldly. You know, all kinds of things we like to say. Yeah, there might be a bit of a point in some of these things. You know, but yet again, we get lost in them. Even in the area of health. I said some time ago that it is not mosquito bite that gives malaria. It's not. What allows a believer to have malaria is not the mosquito bite. So someone says, what is it? It is the degree of consciousness of divinity that you have in you. When it is high, nothing happens. When it is low, something can happen. That's your son. But when something happens to you, does not even at that time immediately mean it is low. It could just mean that there is an attack on what you believe. So what you do is to challenge that thing with the consciousness. Let me ask you this. The day that David killed Goliath, was David the only Israelite at that battleground? Were all the armies of Israel that Goliath tormented for 40 days, were they also Israelites? Yes or no? Were they Israelites? Were they children of Abraham? Did they have the covenant and the promises? Did Goliath succeed in terrorizing them? Were they openly terrorized? Were they paralyzed? Yes. Could they fight? Were they soldiers? Were they experienced men of war? Did Goliath successfully torment them? Did Goliath successfully paralyze them? Then enters David. Was he a soldier? No. Was he a man of war? What did he understand? Covenant. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he will defile? So the victory or defeat over Goliath had nothing to do with the size of Goliath. Had everything to do with the mindset of the person facing Goliath. Who's getting me? It wasn't about Goliath. Hey, Goliath is big. He's too big. We cannot hit him. David must have said, he's too big. I shouldn't miss him. I don't know if you got that. They said, he's too big. We can't hit him. David said, he's too big. You shouldn't miss. He's big. Don't miss. It was a mindset. A victor's mentality. So he says, do not be what? Conform. Do not blend to the way the world thinks. Concerning your health, concerning your finances, concerning your marriage, concerning your children. Do not blend. Don't blend. Oh, this time of the month, every month, once, you know, my monthly circle kicks in, I just become useless. I just become, God never said it, he never wrote it, it wasn't the will of God for you. So what do? You go to the Word. You find what to use from the Word to knock that experience out of your mind first. Three gates. The eye, the ears, the heart. The eyes, the ears, the heart. The eyes. Do not be conformed to the world. But be transformed. Transformation takes place how? By the renewing, or we say reprogramming of your mind. Your mind has been programmed this way, to think this way, to function this way. Oh, you know, failure is okay. Things are just fine. Then you start exposing yourself to supernatural thoughts. Start exposing yourself to the mind of God. Start exposing yourself to what God is saying about. You start exposing, your mind is becoming renewed. Somebody say renewed. Say reprogram. You have to reprogram your mind. Impute new data into your mind. New information. New ones. Pa, 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 pa. Change the files. Matthew again, 13:15. Matthew 13:15. Are you there? For these people's heart is what? Waxed gross, and their ears are what? Dull of hearing, and their eyes, they have what? Three areas again. What are they? Again? Again, please. Alright, lest at any time they should see with what? Eyes, then hear with what? And then what? And what happens after that? There's a transformation. And they get what after that? So if I need healing, restoration, finances, it's giving me the key. Expose the Word to your eyes. Expose the Word to your ears so that the Word may gain entrance into your heart. It will bring about a change of your thinking. Then you will get what you're looking for. It's easy to be in church, you know, and there's prophecy. You will be married this year, amen. You will not stay one day after graduating from school, amen. In fact, check yourself, no, you're pregnant, amen. You are healed. Amen. Amazingly, that many times doesn't always work for everybody in the audience. Does it work? You and I know it does. That's a prophetic move. That's a move of the Holy Ghost. That's God speaking and ministering. But very many times, we get to have a number of wonderful testimonies. But how can every, listen to what I'm saying. How can everybody be sure everybody will get it? It's by everybody following the process. Now, what you see here in this Matthew 13, 15, is it familiar to something we've read already today? And something we read last week? Anybody? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Let's go. Proverbs 4, 20. My son, pay attention to my words, right? What I say. Turn your what? What now? Did we find here in Matthew? So it's here now. Verse 21. Do not let them depart from where? All right, let's use King James. Everybody sees it properly. All right. Let them not depart from where? Keep them in the midst of where? Does that sound like Matthew 13, 15? Three places. This has been the key from the beginning. This is where the work of the believer is. Your eyes, your ears. And your eyes are not the physical eyes alone. They are your inner eyes. Your ears are not the outer ears alone. They are the inner ears. Let me explain something. You know, with your eyes closed, you still see. Now, so with the eyes you have on the outside, use those eyes on the outside to read the word. But the more you see the word with the eyes of your outside, you will start seeing the word with the eyes inside. Let me explain this way. Words are pictures. Let me tell you this. There is a blue, let's use black. There is a black Honda what? Honda Accord. Accord is okay. There's a black Honda Accord 2016 parked outside. I don't even know if everybody knows Honda Accord 2016. Do you know Volkswagen B2? Great, alright. So there is a cream colored Volkswagen Beetle parked outside. What did you see? Did you see CREAM? When I say big dog, do you see BIGDOG? What do you picture? Words become what? Images, pictures. Who's getting that? Words become what? Images, pictures. So when I do, by stripes I'm healed. By stripes I'm healed. By stripes I'm healed. What am I doing? I am speaking words. But after a while of speaking the words, I start seeing myself. Those words begin to get to be visualized with my eyes. I will never be broke another day in my life. And all you have is 5 naira. I'll never be broke another day in my life. All you have is 5 naira. And you say that for a week, say that for 2 weeks, you had to borrow Gary, borrow Pepe, borrow Maggi, borrow onions, borrow the pots, borrow the kerosene, borrow the stove. You kept on borrowing. Listen to me. You kept on borrowing it, but you kept on saying, I will never be broke another day in my life. After a while, the way you see yourself will change. The situation has not changed yet. But how you see, listen, there's an eye. There are eyes inside. That even when I shut the one outside, that one is seeing. And when the devil also wants to defeat you, what does he work on? How do people have low self-esteem? They see themselves as horrible. They see themselves as not beautiful enough. They see themselves as not worthy enough. They see. I've ever met a very beautiful lady that told you she had low self-esteem. You know the devil is a serious liar. As you're standing in front of a chick, and she's telling you, I just don't look good. I'm just horrible. You say, ha, see Satan. And do you understand what I'm saying? And the devil has colored the person's thinking. So now, you see what you see, but the person is seeing something else. So when you introduce the word to yourself, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And please be careful. I know we love jokes, and when all these comedians, you know, are telling us that some people are fearfully made, and some other people are wonderfully made. Have you heard those jokes before? So when you now read the Bible, you now think it actually is true. That some people, God made them fearfully. So when you see them, you're afraid. No. The word fear there is awe. Like, wow. That's the word. I am fearfully made. God made me, and you're like, oh my God. Wow. 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 Awesome. That's the fearful there. It's reverence. It's not terror. And I'm wonderfully made. Marvelous. At our works. And the next part says, and that my soul knows very well. So the issue is, people are made fearfully and wonderfully, but their soul doesn't know it yet. And if your soul, thank you. I will praise thee for what? I am fearfully and what? Wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows well. How well? Is very well. That my soul knows right, very well. I am convinced as to the fact that God has a good plan. Anybody understanding this thing? So when you see yourself the way God sees you, your internal images are changed. Are you hearing me tonight? When you see yourself the way God sees you, your internal images are changed. While the money has not come yet, see yourself as the seed of Abraham. While the money has not come yet, see Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. My God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. 3 weeks after that, you still are not able to pay those bills. My God shall supply all of my need. You keep feeling there's just nothing special about you. You're just an ordinary person. No, Christ in me. Christ in me. Christ in me. Christ is in me. Divinity is in me. Talk that for a while. You start feeling special. Start feeling special. So the issue is, we are not doing the first thing. We are not going to the word as first thing. Are you with me this evening, please? So Mark again, no, Matthew, then we'll go to Mark now. Matthew 13. Oh no, okay, Proverbs. Let's finish up with Proverbs so that maybe we don't come back to Proverbs. Let them not depart from where? Eyes, keep them where? So where are the three keys? Your eyes, ears, heart. Eyes, ears, heart. Eyes, I said something earlier. I said you have the outer eye and then you have what? Alright, now you also have the outer ear and also what? This is usually the easy way we get to explain it. Have you ever listened to yourself on tape? Maybe you recorded your voice. Anybody recorded voice here before? You don't have to go to studio. You just recorded your voice. You used your phone to record your voice. Back when we were younger, you just press play and record. Alright, on that cassette player, maybe Sanyo cassette player, or, you know, something, and then you could get flogged when you're done. Yeah, I wiped out a lot of cassettes like that. You know, so just press play and record at the same time. And then sometimes you don't need to press play and record. Record was a round button inside play. One red button like that, so just press it. Just together, and once you do that, the issue is already being recorded. But get this. Have you ever heard yourself for the first time after that recording? Did you sound like yourself? Anybody here heard yourself for the first time and say, that's not me? Did you feel like that? Reason is because when you talk, you don't hear yourself with your outer ear. You hear yourself with your inner ear. So for the first time, you are hearing yourself from the outside. So you have two eyes, internal and external. You have two ears. Why would Jesus say, he that has ears, you should hear? Everybody was hearing. That means there is this attention you will give to the word that will open your internal ear. You are paying extra attention to something. So everybody's hearing me tonight. You all have ears, but do you all have ears? Are you listening? So when I talk the word to myself, I am feeding my internal eyes. When I talk the word to myself, I am feeding my internal ears. And the fastest way to my heart is through the internal. Are you hearing me, please? The internal ear supplies your heart faster. Thinking if I should spend a little time in that Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. Okay, no. So, 22, Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4, 22 is similar to the same Matthew. Matthew says, eyes, ears, heart, then they are converted, then I heal them, or they get healed. Proverbs now ends with, for the words are life to those that find them and medicine. So it's still healing. Anybody getting this thing? So Matthew is Proverbs, and we'll find the same thing in Mark. So we're going to, and don't forget, Matthew and Mark are the words of Jesus, true or false. So Jesus is telling us that what Solomon said in Proverbs is actually an eternal principle. Don't you think so? Do we have eyes and ears and heart in both places? Do we have healing in both places? Then it's an eternal principle. Matthew 13. For these people's heart. Let's read it, then we'll back up a bit. For these people's heart is what? Wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have what? Close, watch this. Lest at any time they should what? See with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and be. Have I explained convert a bit now? That transformation that you experience when you expose yourself to, help me. That transformation you experience when you expose yourself to what? To the word. The more I expose myself to the word, I start thinking the word. Is that okay? I start seeing the word. I start hearing the word, and my heart will receive the word, and my mind will be transformed, renewed, and I'll get what I'm looking for. Verse 12, Matthew 13, and then 12. Then we'll skip from there. And then I run to 12. Yeah. Watch this. For whosoever has, to him what? Shall be given even, and he will have what? Whoever has not, from him, the thing that he has will be what? Tell anybody you have something. Whatever you're looking for, you can create it from that something that you have. Now answer this from tonight's teaching. What is God's instrument of creation? The word, where do you find that? John chapter 1, verse 3. Alright, for all things were made by what? The word, and him, the word, and without him was not. So if God was going to make anything, how would he make it? If God is going to create anything, how would he create it? So God's instrument of creation is what? So let's go to make something now. Matthew chapter 12, 33. We've read so much, we've heard so much tonight that you should have a number of verses and a number of points beside those verses. Right? Are you ready now? Alright. Either what? Make the tree good and what? Its fruit good. Or you make the tree corrupt and its fruit what? For the tree is known how? Read again. Either make the tree good and its fruit, or make the tree corrupt and the fruit. For the tree is known how? Calm down. The tree is known how? Alright. The tree is known how? All right. Now, did you get something from that Matthew 12 we read earlier? Matthew 13, 12?
All right.
We actually branched there. I was coming to 12. I mistakenly said Matthew 13, 12. So since I saw it and I said, it will bless us. So did he still bless you? All right. We're not going there. Well, we got there. Did he bless anybody? All right. I was looking for chapter 12. So I said Matthew 13, 12. But it blessed us because there was a point there to learn. The tree is known how? You have to get this thing. Say, I'm getting it. The tree is known how? Woo! Glory to God. The tree is known how? The tree is known how? There's a Joro somewhere else. The tree is known how? 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 But what determines the fruit? The tree is known how? What determines the fruit? How do we know the tree? Stay with this thing. How do we know the tree? Who determines the fruit? Look, it's there. Either make the tree and then the fruit will be what? You make, or else you make the tree corrupt or evil and then the fruit will be what? So which one is first? The tree or the fruit? Either make the tree good and the fruit good, or you make the tree corrupt and the fruit, because the tree is known. But who made the fruit? How do we know the tree? Who made the fruit? So if I see the fruit I don't like, I can walk on the tree. If the fruit I am producing is sickness, if the fruit I produce is confusion, if the fruit I produce is lack, if the fruit, it's telling me something about the tree. Because you will know the fruit, the tree, how? But if my tree is, I'm in Christ. I'm not a bad tree. I'm not a corrupt tree. I'm a good tree. Alright? John 15, he is the vine. I'm the branch. But in this case, he's saying something metaphorical. I have to get it. So if I believe I am a good tree, then I should walk on the goodness of my tree so that it may have influence on what? The fruit. I shouldn't see the fruit and be complaining. The fruit tells me the kind of tree it is. Are you getting that? If I now look at the fruit and I'm like, what do you do? Either make, then go back to making the tree. I don't even like the way I behave. Don't kill yourself there. Find what the scripture says on how you want to behave. Start feeding your eyes. Feed your ears. Feed your heart. Feed your eyes. Feed your ears. Feed your heart. Feed your eyes. Feed your ears. Feed your heart. You're walking on the tree. Then the tree will reproduce after the new order of what you have stored inside. I don't like the way I just easily yield to temptation. I don't like it. Someone just touches me. Something happens. They say I should lie. I lie. They say I should this. I do. I don't like it. I don't. Yes, yes, yes. Let him that stole steal no more. Let him walk. Go and find verses. Start feeding yourself. I don't steal anymore. My words are seasoned with grace. I'm not given to sin. Sin will not have dominion. There are verses like that all over. You can find them. And you begin to minister them, because the fruit that your tree is bringing out shows that this tree is evil. But I am not that evil tree. God sees my heart. God is seeing your heart, but men are seeing your fruit. The tree is known by the fruit, but I don't like the fruit. Then change the tree. Are you here tonight? Everybody can change everything. By the same raw material that God uses for creation. His word. Let's keep reading. O generation of vipers. Watch this, watch this, watch this. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what? Because out of the abundance of where? Oh, come on, somebody. Out of the abundance of where? We're going to the heart again. How did it become the heart? It went through the eye. went through the ear, it got to the heart, then your heart started producing your fruit. If I don't like the fruit that is coming out there, I need to go back and change what I see, change what I hear, change what I see, change what I hear, till it changes what is in my heart again, then out of the new abundance of this my heart, my mouth will speak something new. Are you getting this thing? Oh, generation of vipers, how can you? Being evil. So he already determined that, listen, the tree is already evil. You can't produce good. Because out of the abundance of that heart. So it's going back again to heart, eyes, and ears. It's going back there. Pastor, I don't know. I'm just yielding to sinful thoughts. I'm sure almost everybody here might have had sinful thoughts come to Israel mind this 2017. If your answer is no, I might call you out and cast out lying from you. Listen, you might not be able to stop birds from flying over your head. Thoughts will come. The system we live in is corrupt. Thoughts will come. You now don't take the thoughts. When you now find yourself taking the thoughts, nursing it, enjoying it, there's what to do to stop it. Because when we don't stop it, you know what that thought is becoming? It's entering the heart. After a while, you now say, and it just happened. I wasn't planning for it. Something was being planted since. Something was planted. Are you understanding me? So we can rewrite the script. If you feel, oh, I fail, I get defeated, I don't understand, rewrite the script. Write new codes for yourself. Victory, victory. I'm born of God, I overcome. I'm born of God, I overcome. This is the victory that overcomes. He that is born of God is a winner. I'm a born champion in all these things. I'm more than conqueror. Thanks be unto God who gives me victory. Oh, now, I mean, just write a new victory code for yourself. Oh, generation of vipers, how can you be in evil? Thank you, Lord. Are you being blessed by this? Lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. We receive your word. Amen. O generation of vipers, how can you be in evil? Speak good things. For out of where? Are you ready for the key? Next verse. A good man. Out of what? The good treasure of where? His heart will bring forth what? And then an evil man. Aye? Oh, yeah. What was he saying? Read now. An evil man out of the... So we have the man. We have the treasure in the heart. And then we have things. Did you get that? We're only saying the same thing a different way. It's still the same principle. We have the man. Then he has what? All right, right. I know many of you might not watch cartoons, but you know all those treasure chests? Jake and the Neverland Pirates, right. Yeah. So you know, okay, even if you don't know Jake, you know treasure. Okay, you know trinket box. Those type that mommy used to have in 1958. Alright, you know trinket boxes, right? Alright, now, so imagine there's a trinket box with what inside? So imagine there's the man, and then there's a trinket box, and then there's the content in the box. Three things, please. The man, the trinket box, and then the content in the box. The box is not the content in the box. So get this now. A good man, out of what? The good treasure of where? Will bring out what? An evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart. What happens to him? I take a good brother out of the goodness and pure thoughts of his heart, all he produce. Good things, pure life. I now take the good brother and I inject pornography into him. What did I just do? I just altered the content of his heart. I thereby have altered the man. You hear what I just said? I altered the content in the heart. Here, this is the key. I altered the content where? In the heart. A good sister that likes to forgive everybody, she will always bring forth what? Forgiveness. I now take the good sister and I sow malice into her. I sow unforgiveness into her. I sow bitterness into her. I have altered that sister. Reverse. I take an evil man and I start injecting good into him. Injecting good into him. Injecting good into him. I alter that man. Because the heart controls the man. Come on, somebody. So in all that you do, guard your... Come on, back again to Proverbs chapter 4. Guard your heart with all diligence. I don't like what I see. Yes, I know you don't like what you see. You don't like what you're experiencing, but what's happening in your heart? Because from your heart, thank you. Keep your heart with what? NIV. What, how does NIV put it? Above all else, if you don't do anything at all, do this one. If you don't do anything, do this. Above all else, keep your heart, because everything you do, what? Flows from it. So if I want to change what I'm doing, I should change the tap that is supplying it. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Are you getting this tonight? So I produce sickness. I produce confusion. I'm always easily angry. I'm easily provoked. I'm not happy. I don't know when I'll get married. When will that baby come? Whatever you want to alter, go to the heart of the man. Alter the condition of that man's heart. Tweak it. Change. Yank out that failure in the person's heart. Slam victory into. Laban and Jacob. Jacob tells Laban, I'm going back to my daddy's house and to the God that met me at Bethel. Then he said, give me my salary. Laban said, well, I've come to understand by experience, what experience there was, that he went to see diviners, those that look at things, divination. And they told him, that guy in your house is the source of your blessing. He said, please stay, I'll increase your salary. Jacob said, no, I'm going to go. So Laban said, we're going to have a deal. I'm going to keep all these animals with you. He took the very good ones, left the weak ones. And then he said, listen, this is what's going to happen. What you get from this harvest is your property. Jacob said, no problem. Thank you. You know, Jacob decided to do something. He went to where the animals will feed and drink and mate. And he already had caught, trying to speak human everyday language. He had chipped wood. So the wood would look like black and white and black and white and black and white, something like that. You know, assuming the wood is green. If I chip inside, you now start seeing the white inside. You understand that? So he set all of that in front of the animals so that they are mating. So that as they are mating, what are they seeing in front of them? Spots. So by the time all the good animals gave birth to children, because Laban had told Jacob, the spotted children are your own. But there were no good spotted children. So he went to where the strong ones were, animals, put spotted images in front of them. When they were going to give birth, they gave birth to strong, spotted children just by staring at something that had spots. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. If you don't guard anything else, guard your heart. And if you want to successfully guard your heart, you have to guard your eyes and your ears. Why? Because they are the ones that will feed your heart. How did you know? Example, please. How did you know that he gossiped about you? Because you heard. Are you getting that? Do you know I can hear, meet him, ask why he said what he said, without nursing bitterness about him in my heart? Or I hear, find a way of communicating it, still not nursing bitterness in my heart. But you know, I can start allowing, so that when he's coming this way, I'm going that way. You understand that? Something is happening where? In my heart. So if I want to work on the relationship I have with him again, what do I work on? My heart. Have you ever had to wake up on a Monday evening, or you were going to bed on Sunday night, and sincerely, hear what I'm about to ask you. Sincerely, you did not see how you will make it through the week. Did you hear the question? You did not see how you will make it through the week. Anybody like that? I feel a number of us, right? When you start feeling like you cannot see how you will make it through the week, you need to go and change what you are seeing. How? When you start feeling that way, get a verse. My God shall supply all of my need according to his riches. What are you doing? You don't want to be conformed to the world. You are choosing to be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And you will go through that week better than you thought you would. Who understands what I just said? This is where the work is. The word. You know every, you know when your monthly circle is. You know when it's coming. You know once it comes. You start holding your stomach small, small. People are talking, you hit the table. Why? Because something just grabs you on the inside. You're, bah, what's that? Nothing. Then, after that, they don't see you again. I personally met a lady that was lying down on the floor. She said that's the most comfortable place for her to be right now. That's where she feels good. That the coldness of the floor was ministering to her body. And you think God is smiling in heaven? Someone is suffering. She said, Pastor, you have not seen anything. Sometimes I sit in the bathtub for hours. So if you have job interview, you go and sit down in the bathtub. Now that you know it happens ever so often, what do? Go and alter the heart of the matter. Huh? The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. Go to the heart. Have you seen Moana before? Who has seen Moana? Some of you don't know what Moana is. Moana is cartoon. Okay, some of us have seen Moana. Huh? That evil thing in Moana that looked like something that was going to kill anybody and throw fire. The only thing affecting that thing that made it ugly was because something was taken from the heart. When it is back in the heart. Someone said, what verse is that? It's Moana chapter 15. Alright, Moana is cartoon, just in case you're wondering what it is. Listen. Have you gotten this thing tonight? Hell, and we've not gotten to half of this teaching. You know, we entered Mark. It was from Mark we went to explain Matthew. Eh? What's it called? What's the question? Alright, so why is it easy? I'm reading it already. Yeah, I'm reading also because this is, if we want to write out frequently asked questions, this is a normal one. So allow me to read, alright? I'm sure by the time I finish asking, some of you go, hey, it's true. So let me read. Why is it easy for wrong thoughts to just enter in, and it's kind of difficult for good thoughts to counter it? Am I getting a yes anywhere? I said it's a frequently asked question. In the school of faith and confession, this question is normal. This happens. This is it. You face this. I've given the answer while ministering earlier, but I'll say it again. Wrong thoughts can easily counter good thoughts without a struggle. Anybody felt like that before? Sometimes it gets worse. The moment I say, I'm rich, then money just runs away from you. Have you been there before? Or the service where you decide, I will never be sick again. That night. You wonder why? John wrote in 1 John and said that the whole world lies in wickedness. I said earlier in the beginning of this teaching that the system we're in is corrupt. So the system already is corrupt. The world in itself. That's why we read in Romans 12 said, do not be conformed. So the world already has the direction it's going to. So you who are now going to be transformed by renewing of your mind, you're like someone, the way the Americans would say that you're paddling upstream. The water is already flowing up, down. Then you want to now carry your boat down, up. How easy is it? But if you just want to leave your boat to flow, how easy is it? So that's what's happening. The system already is going down. It's going down. So if you want to go against it, it's more work. More confession, more talking, more confession, more, you understand that, please? So it's a lot of more work to go up the stream, to go against the tide. Secondly, Mark, that we haven't read yet, we started it. In Mark, Jesus was explaining, which also we find in Matthew, that affliction will arise because of the word. So you find that when I say, oh, I'm healed, some things come to challenge that I am healed that you said. That's why we have the parable of the sower. It says, when you hear the word, if you don't understand, imagine use the word, if you don't understand, the birds of the air will come, they'll take it away. He said, but the person heard the word, he was even happy. Hey, victory! That's my name! You know, we shouted and we danced, and then 2 minutes after that, I saw an SMS or something that wasn't palatable. Are you getting that? What you do, like my wife was reminding us on Monday, how many of you were blessed on Monday? What you do, as she was telling us on Monday, there's no keyboard at that time. You just remind yourself, you could just go, glory to God. That glory to God was after the 15th drop of tear from your eye. No, are you understanding me now? It was, first response. Glory to God. Because you're trying to tell yourself, sometimes you don't know what to say. So don't start by saying anything negative. Are you getting that? The least you should learn to say is all things. All things. I don't understand this one. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand why it's going on. All things. And try and pray in tongues a bit when you can. And when you can, maybe as soon as you can. Because sometimes these things can hit us emotionally. And our emotional responses many times is, it varies. Especially to the degree of the word you might have in you active at that time. Do you understand me? But as fast as you can, as quick as you can, get on the word, please. That's where your safety is. Have I answered you a bit? It's easy to fall ill. It's easy to get broke. The world is in that direction. Things just might not work. It's easier to make the marriage not to work. It's easier to make the business mess up. All right? It's easier to just gain weight than lose weight. Isn't it? It's just keep doing everything you want to do. You gain weight. Eat, sleep, watch film. Eat, sleep, watch film. It's easy to exercise. How many can do 20 press-ups? 20 is small, you know. 20, just 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 20. It's just 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 20. 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 20. Where? How many can skip 50 without missing? It's not my mother. I told me, Papa. But do you get the point? It's easier to lose. It's easier for things to go out of shape. All right? It's a lot more work to get them into shape. And that's why Paul tells us that we should now bring our body under subjection. It's more work to do that. You find in Philippians also chapter 4, verse 8, telling you what to think about. Verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing, everything by... So it's more work to be anxious for nothing. It's easier to be anxious. What's up? You understand that? It's easier to be worried. It's more work not to be worried. Alright? And then verse 8 tells you what? What things soever, finally brethren, what things soever are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think. So it's, you understand, this is more work. Because you now need to start screening. Something can be true, but it's not praiseworthy. Something can be true, but it's not good report. I don't know if you got that. That sister going there. She just slept with someone last night too. Is it true? Is it praiseworthy? Is it testimony in church? Then mention. I don't know if you understand what I just said. Yeah, because this is your screen test. You know, we like to say, is it not true? If it's true, I can say it. Me, I like saying the truth. It might be true, but it's not praiseworthy. It might be true, but it's not good report. It might be true, but it's not pure. Look at it. Finally, brethren, what things soever are true, they are noble, just, pure. They are lovely. How is it that she aborted 10 times? How is it lovely? Lovely. That sister is just, she's just lovely aborted. Lovely. Is it lovely? No. It's not lovely. It's not of good. Can you see good report there? And it says, if there be any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, then spend time meditating on those ones. That means when they come, Sunika, do you know what Ramota did? Is he praiseworthy? Likely not. So don't meditate on it. Have you learned something tonight, please? Glory to God. Well, let me just do a bit of roundup. We need to end. Have you been blessed? So I trust that we'll be able to look at Mark next week. Mark is interesting. I thought it was Mark we're doing tonight. But this is fine. Praise God. Where did we end? Let's look at that 35, right? Yeah. A good man out of where? The good treasure of what? His heart brings forth what? And then an evil man out of the evil treasure of where? Will bring forth what? Now listen to this one. A prosperous man, out of the prosperity of his heart, what happens to him? A broke nigger, out of the brokenness of a niggerine heart, what would he bring out? Brooklyn. I like that. But watch this now. I now take the broke guy and I introduce prosperity into his heart. What will I get? I take the sick guy. I introduce health into his heart. What will I get? I take the confused sister. Yes, she never knew who to marry. Yes, she's only 26. She's had like 7 boyfriends. Yes, yes, yes. But hold on. It's not about the lady. I take that lady. Are you here? I can sit with you and judge you and criticize you and judge you and criticize you and judge you and criticize you. But the issue I need to work on is your core. I take that lady. She's messed up her life. But she's 26, she's 29, she's 32, but she's messed up. But I introduce the word. And she's able to respond with me or to me and to the word by opening what? Her eyes, her ears, her heart. What happens to her? She becomes a great girl. She becomes that sister that is just praising the Lord everywhere. Hearing the word of God, giving tongues and interpretation. She's just blessing people. She's just into ministry. She's blessing. I mean, she's, but someone says, I know her. You don't know her anymore. That was the old tree you're talking about. This is a new tree now. Did you understand this thing? So the heart of the matter. I don't judge you from what I see. I'll be wrong. Because the you I see today is just a tree that bears fruit. But that tree can be changed so it can bear new fruit. So if I don't like the fruit I produce, what do I do? walk on the tree. A good man. And this is how good girls become bad. This is how good boys become bad. Ah, she never used to smoke. She never used to drink. Then suddenly she started smoking, started drinking. The good person started introducing bad things into herself. That's how good people become bad. This is how bad people become good. And this is how good people stay good. This is how bad people stay bad. If you allow the word gain access to your heart, things will get better. Anybody having a better hope on how 2017 can end right now? Anybody looking forward to a more fruitful year? We shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. We will bring forth our fruit in our season. Our leaves will never wither, and anything we do. Why? Because blessed is that man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law, he will do what? Meditate when? How do you meditate? This book of the law shall not depart out of where? If I'm speaking it from my mouth, where am I hearing it? So he didn't write here in Joshua 1, but your ear is there. Because if the word will not depart from your mouth, it means the word is hearing, entering your ear. And if the word is also not departing from your mouth, it means your eyes are seeing it. Because when I say it, I see it. When I say it, I hear it. So this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night, that you may what? Observe. What is observation? See. You may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. And blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Oh, his delight. Ah, his delight. Yea, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law, inside that word, he will meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He will bring forth his marriage in marriage season, his baby in baby season, his job in job season, his house in house season, his wife in wife season, her baby in baby season, her house in house season, her promotion in promotion season. They are not looking at the circumstances. They are looking at the word. And because they meditate on the word day and night, they have set a time. Did I teach you that tonight? When your eyes hear, when your ears see, when your eyes see, your ears hear, you enter your heart, you set the time for the recovery. It says, lest they be converted and I will heal them. The moment the transformation takes place, the healing has taken place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have you learned something tonight? Yeah. Go ahead and give God praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go ahead and give him praise tonight. Thank him. Thank him for his word. Thank him for his word. Thank him. This is the victory. You mean if I do this, I win? Yes. Because victory already belongs to us. All we have to do is fight those distractions. Stay on the word. Just fight the thing that takes your time. Feed on the word. Day and night, speak the word. Day and night, speak the word. Day and night. You are not the sick. You are not the poor. You are not the confused. You are not the abused that refuse to rise up again in life. No, your testimony is different. You are the one with victory. You are the world overcomer. You are the world champion. You are the one with the greater one on the inside. Glory to God. Lift your hands tonight and thank him. Father, we honor your word tonight. Thank you for your word. In the beginning was this word. It was with you. Thank you. Because you show us your ways. Show us how we're here to change, to influence circumstances. You didn't make us to become victims of circumstances. You said in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Because you love us. Father, we thank you tonight. We wholeheartedly and excitedly receive your word. We thank you because your word bears fruit in us. Thank you because our lives are changed. Our lives are improved in the name of Jesus. Amen.